Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and this interview was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For the latest news and terms and conditions, go to ukwineshow.co.uk. Hi, I'm here with Siegfried Landskrona. How are you, Siegfried?
I'm fine, thank you very much, Chris.
All right, you're from Closure Systems International, CSI?
Yeah, that's correct.
Sounds like a TV program.
No, it's not a TV program. It's Closure Systems International. We are one of the market leaders in providing the beverage and dairy and in general the beverage industry with screw caps, aluminum as well as plastic screw caps.
Okay, but today we're going to be talking about Vinolock.
Absolutely.
Vinolock's unusual closure in so much as it's glass and a wee bit unusual. Do you want to tell us, before we get into that though, a wee bit about the history? Because I understand CSI or Closure Systems International has changed ownership and it's now owned by Kiwi, I understand.
That's correct. We have changed ownership. We are now part of a very large packaging group specialized really on good packaging products. And our owner indeed is in New Zealand.
Hey! Okay. You obviously produce a lot of screw caps.
Yes.
But Vinolock is a closure I've seen around for a long time now. When did it first get developed?
Yeah, well, we started with a development in 2002-2003 when somebody had an idea that glass on glass might be a very good solution if it works as an alternative to natural corks, particularly in wine when the big discussion came up in regard of cork taste and all the other discussion around that. So the development has started 2002, and in 2004 we have started to go live, if you like, which means commercial production.
Okay, so what you say glass on glass, do you want to just describe what a Vinolock is?
Yeah, the Vinolock concept means that we are using a glass stopper to be part of the package for wine, and there is only a very small liner system between the glass bottle and the Vinolock from glass, and this is a whole system that protects the wine. And it is a perfect serving tool also for the consumers.
The liner that you say is, it looks like plastic, but it sort of feels almost like silicone.
Yeah, it's a non-PVC liner, which means we are using only the liners which are suitable, particular when it comes to long-term performance.
I presume it's food grade.
Yeah, it's specifically a liner which is suitable for using for all kinds of foods and, of course, including beverage and including wine. And it's a proven system also from wine institutes around the globe.
So what are the advantages? You say you talked about glass on glass, but in actual fact it's glass, plastic glass, isn't it really?
Yeah, but the glass part that you can't see is only a very, very minor part. So the contact between wine and this liner is less than a tenth of a millimeter, if you like. So in fact, what happens is that with a Vinolock system, the wine system or the package system is, I would say, 98% covered by glass instead of having other materials in contact with wine.
Okay, but you've still got a wee bit of plastic there. How does it stay in the bottle? Because it, like a cork stays in just because of the pressure.
Yeah.
How does this stay in the bottle?
Yeah, what we have is, number one, we can click in the Vinolock because we have a certain sealing system developed, a kind of O-ring system developed. And as a first protection for the long-term performance, mechanical performance, there is an aluminum cap over the Vinolock. So this is really something which holds very tight so that the Vinolock can stay in also in very difficult logistic systems, transport systems across the ocean, temperatures up and downs.
So the aluminium cap, is that a bit like a screw cap that goes over the top? Or
It's not a screw cap, it's an aluminium cap, which is right, which has a certain fixing, and you can open it without any tool. You can just twist it to the left or to the right, and then you can take off the aluminium cap, and then you can see the Vinolock as a closure sealing the bottle.
Okay, and pulling the Vinolock out, pretty easy, or is it quite hard? Do you need a knife it off?
It's what we call, it's a kind of click that you can do. You can just do it with one finger, and then it's clicking out of the bottle, and you even can reuse it. So if you have some concerns to drink one bottle of wine just in once, you can click on the Vinolock, you can put it back into the fridge if it's a white wine, and then you can drink it, start to drink next day again. It holds very fresh. So it's a kind of a second advantage.
what are the performance criteria? And I suppose when I'm talking about performance, I suppose I'm talking about things like oxygen ingress, how much oxygen bleeds into the wine, because that's the big problem with plastic closures is definitely the amount of oxygen they bleed in. Corks, the variable amount of oxygen they bleed in. Some corks in the same batch can make marked differences. And perhaps the problem with screw caps historically is that they don't let that much oxygen in.
That's correct.
So what's the issue here?
In general, when we're talking about wine closures, we need to separate two big groups. One is a group that allows some kind of oxygen going in and going out, as you said, natural corks, synthetic corks. Then there is a category which we call alternative wine closures, which are the categories of a short cap, if you like, a screw cap, and the long cap, which means a screw cap with a long skirt, as well as a wiener lock. And they are absolutely gas tight, which means they do not allow gas coming in or coming out. So this is a category of closures where the wiener lock belongs to.
All right, the short cap and long cap. The long cap's your normal screw cap you see on wine bottles.
Yeah, and this is what particularly you see in New Zealand and Australia very much. Meanwhile, it's in a growing market segment. Yeah,
and the short cap, that's more like what tomato.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the same kind of principle. The only difference is that it has not such a long metal skirt.
Yeah.
So very often used in wines that you have in restaurants.
And olive oil?
Olive oil is also possible. And by the way, the wiener lock is even in use for olive oil and a couple of spirits like vodka. And we have a project with whiskey. Sort of different applications possible.
Okay, so vino lock, we're talking about the oxygen ingress then. So what sort of performance, how does it compare to, say, the cork and the screw cap?
What our information from the test that has been done with the wine institutes is that the wiener lock has the same performance than a long cap, and it has absolutely no exchange between the atmosphere and the wine itself. There are still a couple of wineries where the discussion is that the closure needs to breathe like a cork, but the wiener lock, as I said, it's belonging to the category which is absolutely gas tight, like the long cap.
But the plastic will let some oxygen in.
No.
But
no, it's absolutely close.
Yeah, because I've spoken to people from Zork in the past, and they say, you know, the plastic does let some oxygen through. They've got a tin liner, but a small amount of plastic is there, and oxygen does bleed through the plastic.
Yeah, but the Zork system is a completely different system. So the wiener lock system and the sealing system is built on all the experience we have from our standard closure business. And if you see the sealing systems that we are using in the beverage world, they are absolutely oxygen tight, so there is no oxygen going out and going in. And this is a similar system with wiener lock.
Okay. Well, a non-oxygen environment for aging wine is obviously a concern for some people. I was doing some judging at the International Wine Challenge a couple of months ago, and the number of wines we saw that had reductive notes, reductive is those, some people describe them as cauliflower and garlic, but you know, they can be minerally flavors and all sorts of strange aromas. And that sulfur chemistry, as it was described to me by an expert once, is an issue. And even things like screw caps, where they're changing the wadding now, so you've got some control over the oxygen ingress.
I think there is a big debate inside of the wine industry. There are still a category of wineries that have a strong belief that wine need for aging a certain oxygen exchange. And then there is another category which says, no, this is absolutely not necessary, because usually the oxygen in the headspace is good enough to do that. This is an area where we don't step into in this discussion, because this is wine philosophy. So what we can provide is a technical system, and with wiener lock particular, a marketing closure for the wineries, and they need to decide whether they would like to have a closure system that is allowing oxygen coming in and out. Then it would be a natural cork, and in some respect also the synthetic corks, or they are moving to the other front, which are the gas tight, maybe this is the right word, closure systems like long cap, wiener locks, and others.
Okay, I've seen screw caps that have been quite good for you know, high quality white wines where aging isn't a real issue. In fact, things like New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc, and where, you know, the younger the better is sometimes the way to go. Who's buying Vinoloc and what sort of wines are they using it for?
Yeah, we can say we are now selling across the globe. However, the core market that we are in is right now, it's still Europe, but also in Napa Valley, there are a couple of wineries using Vinoloc since 4 or 5 years. Some wineries in Australia and even in South Africa. I would not even say that the majority is on white wine. However, maybe it's somewhere around 50-60% on white wine, but at least 40% also on red wine.
On Vinoloc? No.
Yeah, with Vinoloc. On red wine also.
Which countries though?
We are talking about Germany. We are talking about even in Napa Valley, a couple of red wines are also sealed with Vinoloc. It's very much depending what is the strategy of the winery. If we see the behavior of the consumer today, there is a certain group of consumer that would like to store the wines for 5-6 years in the cellar. Mm-hmm. But the majority, which means the key market, is a consumer of today that is going to buy a wine and try to consume it at least within the next 1 to 2 or even 3 years.
And in the UK, it's usually 1 or 2 hours.
So which means the challenge for the wineries has been changed, as far as we understand, during the last couple of years, which means they try even to create now red wines that are almost ready to serve.
Yep.
Instead of having wines where they have to tell their clients, you can buy this wine now and you can open it when you are 80 years old. And this is a market segment where I personally believe, and what we hear from the wineries, they also change their way of preparing the wines for consumption.
Yeah. So they're doing things like micro-oxidization, where they're bubbling oxygen through the wine to soften tannins and things like that, which I suppose if the wine's been exposed to a fair bit of oxygen during the manufacturing, inhibiting that excess isn't probably a big issue later on.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and what country, you said that it's quite popular for wineries in South Africa, Germany and America, but what about the consumer's acceptance of Vinoloc?
Yeah, this is. We just recently had a little study on the consumers and also on the wineries that we are serving with Vinoloc. And interesting is, in the beginning of the development, our key area was to focus on a good alternative closure in regard of the performance to avoid cork off taste and more of the technical side. Meanwhile, with our study, less than 4% of the market is even questioning the performance, the technical performance of the Vinoloc. The majority is looking the Vinoloc as a part of their marketing concept for marketing wine. The consumer acceptance is absolutely fantastic. It's a kind of combination of the old tradition of the wine culture, because still a lot of people have a little bit the kind of resistance to use a screw cap on a good wine that they would like to serve with their friends and guests and at rendezvous. But the Vinoloc, they like it very much also from the habit, from the appearance. So it's absolutely a good marketing tool, and the consumer do like it very much. The other advantage is, it's more the modern world that for opening a bottle with Vinoloc, you don't need any tool at all, which means you have a combination of convenience opening, a perfect sealing, and you have even this wine appearance.
Wine appearance?
Yeah, well, this, let's say, or wine image.
Okay, yeah. It looks like a nice closure. It doesn't look like a cheap closure.
No, it's not cheap
at
all.
Some people say that screw cap looks a wee bit cheap. I don't necessarily agree with that, but some people say that, whereas this looks like a nice closure. Okay, and in terms of market share, where are you with market share? Because, like, you look at screw cap in New Zealand, it's really quite dominant now.
Right.
It's the dominant closure, but I really don't see a lot of Vinoloc wines. Maybe I'm just not drinking the right wines.
No. It's definitely a market there where we can grow in. With a Vinoloc, we need to build a kind of a new infrastructure, which means we need to create a market that a local bottle manufacturer are producing a Vinoloc bottle where the Vinoloc can be applied.
You need special bottles.
Exactly. So from that point of view, We have started in Europe. We have built the infrastructure. And as if we are moving forward into other countries, we need to build an infrastructure around the Wienerlock. So from a market share point of view, we are selling right now somewhere around 25 million closures per year. And if you see the big market, so it's the market share is not very big, but well, our growth rate.
As a percentage, 1%, less than 1%?
Well, it's very difficult to predict right now. If I'm not mistaken, worldwide there might be around 15 to 17 or even more billion bottles of wine. So you can see that from a market share point of view, it's a niche product still.
Excellent. Again, Siegfried, I think we'll wrap it up there. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, mate.